Paging Opal. Paging Hubs. Are you out there somewhere? Opal Hubs. I'm just want to be sure you're ready to listen because I understand that somebody, there you are. You're about to hear people you know on the radio coming up. And those people who we'll talk with in just a moment are the Mixis Brothers.
Some days you just go through the motions, plugging along, having some notions about how to improve. You're standing where everyone loves you and will notice your head, making all sure everything works right, keeping the cobwebs from adding to the fly. But as we sit, everything breaks down, so deal with it now, move to the next time for in this life. We're all just passing through, flipping the cosmos, so what's it coming to? Days go fast, it goes slower, so you are just passing through. Everyone wants a place to put their feet up, out on the walls, doors to keep shut, a place to go home. Make it look all lovely, easy to set the notes, don't make a fool of me. So much to do, not enough time to see. Put back the pieces that tend to break free and find the mud. Hope for a day when you might have a moment. Fix it for what they're for in this life. We're all just passing through. Living the cosmos, so what's it coming to? Days go fast, it goes so easy. Faces are close to you, that's what you're missing. There's moments in time you never realize you're missing, until each one leads from your history. So what's it coming to? Days go fast, it goes slow, it's you. I'm just passing through. I'm just passing through. I'm just passing through. I'm just passing through.
What a nice way to begin, the Mixis Brothers, and a beautiful harmony there. Let's talk to leader Jeb and see what the band has been up to. Jeb.
I'm co-leader with Red, but...
Jeb and Red. Well, you're all leaders in your own right, in your own special way. But Jacob has got Opal and Hubs out there doing their thing, and... Jeb, what have you been up to?
Oh, you know, Larry, I just want to say it's great to see you. It's good to be back.
We haven't seen you, I think, since pre-pandemic.
I think it was 2019.
Pre-COVID.
It's funny, not funny, I guess, but I talked to somebody on the phone yesterday. We realized we haven't spoken probably since 2018. And we used to speak quite regularly. I mean, we've been sending emails and stuff back and forth.
The Zoom thing really kind of put a stagnation on phone calls and kind of in-person communication.
And it's here to stay.
I hope not.
It seems to be. I mean,
But anyway, I've been doing pretty good, you know. I'm now working at Pitt for the last year and a half, so that's been interesting. But we've been making a ton of music. And Red and I have just, you know, we love recording. We probably are recording artists more than we are performing artists, but I know that Red and I, we just love to make music together, and luckily we have Doc here with us today playing some fiddle, which Doc has been around with the Mixes brothers and the part of the Mixes family since 2016. So he goes way back.
Wow. Well, let's say hello to Doc. And you've got an electric fiddle, which is always fun to see, but I think it works acoustically too, right?
I do, yeah. So this, the maker is Barkus Berry, and they're known mostly for their pickups and their DIs and everything, but they also have a line of instruments, one of them being what I'm playing right now. It is an acoustic violin by all sense and purposes, you know it. I can play it unplugged and it sounds like a normal violin, but what's special about this is that there's a pickup that's built into the bridge,
mm-hmm.
and there's a jack on the side of the violin, so I can plug this in the way you could plug in a guitar.
And I can't tell, is it heavily lacquered wood, or is the body actually something other than wood?
No, this is a wooden violin. I have another one that is carbon fiber.
Yeah.
This is a lacquered black wooden violin. You can kind of see, I mean, Larry, you can see, no one else can see, but on the back.
Oh, they can see.
This is radio.
They can see.
That's true.
The imagination creates visions unlike any. I've seen electric violins. In fact, we had one here last week that do not have the body of anything that looks like a violin,
right.
Just strings to play and the pickups. Yeah. But yours can be both. And
definitely, sounds good.
It's a nice looking instrument. And then we have the drums, which Red is playing, which are traditional drums.
Well, yes, I do. I play a Pearl Legacy set, and I've always enjoyed playing them. And they've sort of morphed over the years. I've started to add stickers and things like that to them to advertise for friends and local companies and even some radio shows that we might know.
A scaled down set, just to note.
In fact, did we give you here? We can give you some of these.
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, you've got some?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Usually stickers. I play, a 50 piece, but today I brought
I forget we have these stickers.
For the Unplugged show.
It'd really be appropriate for us to not keep these in a drawer. We should really give these stickers.
Might want to use those
more often to people.
I would love a sticker.
Oh, we'll get you some. We'll make sure we get you some. Well, it's good to meet you and to have all of us here together again. Good to see you, I should say. And the Mixes brothers, when we come back, we'll talk about some recordings that might be available and what they're up to. But that first song was called Passing Through.
Yep.
And what's next?
We're going to play a song called Sisyphus Part 2. So way back in 2014, we released an album called To the Far Blue Mountains, and it had a song called Sisyphus Part 1. And every time we'd play that live, everyone would always ask us, where's Sisyphus Part 2?
Is this after the burning of Sisyphus, or is that still yet to happen?
Well, he's never really accomplished his feat of rolling that rock up the hill, so that's kind of what this is about.
Ah,
is that why we haven't written Part 2 yet?
this is Part 2. The rock is still being pushed.
So anyway, this is our first song off the latest album called Ride the Dark Trail.
It's been 7 years and I'm still pushing, willing myself to get this job done, dreaming of the moment when this rock goes down the other side. Till that time, you see me keep on pushing. If you see me struggle, just remember I did this to myself, that's right I did. So if you see me out there rolling this stone, remember I did this to myself, kid. Did this to myself, kid. Did this to myself, kid, once again. And it all comes down to how we said all this truly is. Keep on doing the same old thing each and every day. myself, I did this to myself, I did. So if you see me out there rolling this stone, remember I did this to myself, yeah. Did this to myself, kid. Did this to myself, kid, once again. And it all comes down to how absurd all this truly is. Keep on doing the same old thing. Each and every day we trudge on up life's mountains, only to have to wait and start again. Don't remember, did this to myself, kid. Did this to myself, kid. Did this to myself, kid, once again. And it all comes down to how absurd all this truly is. Keep on doing the same old thing. Each and every day we trudge.
The Mixes Brothers, I just put a picture of the boys up on Facebook so you can have a look
at them.
You thought I was just playing solitaire or something while I had my nose in my phone there for a minute.
You know, those minds aren't going to sweep themselves. So.
Yeah. It just takes me a long time to get a picture that, even with image stabilizing, my images don't look very stable. It's not you guys. It's me. So that song was from your latest release?
Yeah. It's called Ride the Dark Trail. It was released in June of 2022. It was actually reviewed in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
That's terrific.
Yeah, it was really fun. We had a CD release party at Club Cafe, and it was a really great time. And but since then, we've been doing a lot of recording, and Red's going to talk about that.
Well, as of today, we just released our brand new single. It's called The Smiles You See, and you can find it on Bandcamp, and hopefully here in a few days. It should be available worldwide on all your streaming and
your favorite
et cetera services.
And
going forward, we've got some EPs on the way. It's called The End of the Drive. We're going to put it out in three parts like we had done in the past. And hopefully we'll be able to get some new listeners out there, play some shows, and get our music.
We realize that when you release 12-song albums, the people online don't necessarily listen two songs past the fourth or fifth one. You can just see it drop off. And so we decided to only release, we did a whole album called The Lonesome Gods in three chapters and four songs each. And that allows people to digest it, not have to feel like you're throwing songs away just because you put them on 12-song albums. You know?
Yeah, it's hard to know what exactly to do, right? Mm-hmm. But I think for the most part, you're right. People are not looking for album experiences per se. I sometimes still listen to albums, but they're usually ones where great care was taken in terms of what comes before what, before what, before what.
It still happens all the time.
But these days, a lot of times folks aren't going to listen past the first few
about
tracks.
You hope that it comes back around. LPs, vinyl, has resurged in popularity. And hopefully, maybe this next generation will realize the true art of a whole album. And like you said, sequencing, taking great care to make it an experience from start to finish.
Are you doing most of the mastering and recording?
Yeah, we do all the recording in my studio and the mastering, production, all that stuff. We do, once in a while, farm out work to friends around the world that will do us a favor and maybe add a solo here, a piano there.
Which Doc is actually on a few tracks from Ride the Dark Trail, I believe, or one or two at least.
I think so, yeah.
It can be hard to know when you're done, or do you get feedback from other musicians? Or it must be hard to let go of your own music if you're recording it.
You know, I think we're both artists. We both have studied, you know, visual art in college, and I think we've learned to kind of realize that these things we create are just these drawings, you know, just parts of your history. And you can almost think of the time in your life that you did that and wrote that and recorded it. And so it's same with drawings or a piece of art that you feel inspired to make. It's at that moment in your life when you feel that way. And so, you know, I think we've learned to – we've released 100 songs online.
Wow.
100.
Yeah, so what, 101 today. 101.
That's actually a great way to express it. I mean, there's the next one, and there's you're in the moment, and you're done.
It's almost I enjoyed like getting past it and being able to do a new one. You know,
yeah, you could definitely listen to our music chronologically, and it would almost be not just a history of the Music Brothers, but a history of our friendship. Honestly,
Music Brothers.
How long have you guys known each other?
Johnny and I, Red and I, since 2011, and again, Doc, we met him in 2016 when we really needed to start playing out with some good musicians locally. We had done a couple of times where we played live shows where other people besides just as a duo, and Doc, and we met some other great people who, in fact, were here when we played in 2016, Riley and Jed. Habakkuk and Sonny Mixis.
There's lots of Mixises. It's amazing. It's almost as many Mixises as Yoders, depending on what area of the country you're in, or Smiths or Joneses.
The family keeps getting bigger because we keep playing with other musicians, and so when we do that, everybody on stage with us gets to become a member of the family. They get to choose their own Mixis name.
Yes.
Or their parents
the
do
extended,
for them.
The extended Mixis family.
Yes, the extended Mixis family. If you go to the mixusbrothers.bandcamp.com, that's where you'll find a lot of their releases to listen to. Jeb and Red and Doc are here, and there's more music to come. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. What would you guys like to do next?
You know, we're going to do a song in the public domain that we kind of tweaked. Red, I wanted to record this. We usually choose songs in the public domain so we don't have to pay royalties. Mm-hmm. And then I sent this to Red as an idea, and he was like, I kind of like it, but let me work on it. And he sent this version back, and this is kind of what came out. And this was on our third chapter of The Lonesome Gods. It's called Wreck of the Old 97.
Do-do-do-do.
Well, they gave him his orders out in Cole Monroe, Virginia, saying, Jeb, you are starting way behind. This here ain't the 38, but the old 97. You must get her to Spencer on time. Old 97, old 97, living sent to heaven by that old 97. Doomed all along, that is why we sing a song. Roll 97, roll.
Let's go. Come on, Rock.
Then Jeb's on and turned around. Heaven by that old 97. while we sing a song. Roll 97, roll. Let's roll, come on. It's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville on a line with a 3-mile gauge. It was about that time that they lost their air brakes from the tracks. What a price was paid. Old 97, old 97, 11 cents to heaven by that old 97. Doom, dong, that is why we sing a song. It all went up in smoke. Gentlemen and ladies, you must take from this one. Think about Jeb and Red and you will learn. Never speak harsh words to your best girl or husband. They may leave you one day and not return. Oh, 97, oh, 97. Let it set to heaven by that.
The Mixes Brothers.
That's some up-tempo stuff.
It is, and that's a great version of that. And you made me look. Once again, I had to turn and put my nose in an electronic device for a minute. Vernon Dahlhart had the hit with that song, and I didn't doubt you at all, but I was really surprised that that song moved into the public domain. It's only been since 2022. That happened. How do you guys like? Do you track songs or the
There are a couple websites that update every year. You know, go back and they'll tell you what is then allowed to use. But that one, yeah, that one has been covered by Johnny Cash. It was covered by Bob Dylan. But I guarantee you, you will never hear a version of that song like
ours. It's a derivative. No version has ever had a chorus or a bridge.
No, I like your version a lot, and it's what's nice about your version is that song can go on for a long time, and
you
can
get Steven in front of a microphone, and who knows what's going to.
It can get kind of mournful. I always thought a neat radio format would be to only play public domain recordings. It would be much simpler in terms of the paperwork.
Absolutely, we did two others. We did a version of 900 Miles. And we did a version of Rank Stranger.
I didn't realize those were PD now. It's amazing.
Yeah, 900 miles has been.
Well, they are. So.
Oh yes.
We don't want. Yeah, we don't want to get any mail.
Or you could.
Or,
no. Please send mail. We're fine with it.
No, they are public domain.
Only praising us.
I will.
We have done nothing illegal.
No, there are a lot of great, a lot of great public domain songs that are out there. The Mixes Brothers are here. I'm so glad they are. I see the fiddle being raised. It's nice, Doc. Like, excuse me. The fiddle goes up to the chin, and I know it's about time.
Let's get it on, Larry.
What's next?
We're going to do a song called To the Music World Unknown.
Last night while I slept, I dreamt in Nashville, Tennessee. And that I was up on stage, a great big star. When I woke alone, I knew I was just at home. Not in the South or Nashville, but to the music world unknown. No, that were no nightmare, and yes, it is a dream. One I had I was 10 years old to play the grand old opera. I'll just have to stay into the music world unknown. I bet there's a million guys and gals like me. Sit with guitar in hand and just play and sing at home. Yeah, you know they're just like me to the music world unknown. Yeah, you know they're just like me to the music world.
Boy, you guys just sound great this morning.
Oh,
Rick in Highland Park is listening. He sent a message a few moments ago saying that this, in his words, the duets are so hard to pull off and they sound amazing.
Thanks.
And
thanks, Rick.
Knowing, I mean, it can be hard to do duets.
Yeah, but I think we've been doing it. I swear, the first time we recorded together, we knew it. We listened to our voices together, and we're like, that's pretty good. You know? Yeah. And we had played enough music that we kind of had a decent idea of what it was, a quality sound.
And, you
sound.
Know, pretty good sometimes is good enough.
Indeed. It's sufficient. It's good enough. Are you guys playing out anywhere?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we are. We're going to play on December 30th at the Bridge Music Bar in East Liberty. It's a relatively new venue that is really supportive of local music. Just really every night they invite someone to do something, whether it's DJ or play music or whatever. And they're awesome. So we're going to be playing there with a band out of Cleveland called Juvenile Characteristics, which we played with at Club Cafe like 6 years ago or something like that. And they were just so awesome.
It's a great band name.
Great band, great guys.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great show. Doors open at 8, Saturday, December 30th.
That's New Year's Eve.
Eve. Yes.
It's a good.
It's the day before everyone wants to stay in. See.
Everybody does want to stay in. You know, there's this gig here at the museum that I do called Countdown to Noon.
I've been there.
We start at 11:30 a.m. and we count the hours until noon. I get to sort of play the Dick Clark or Ryan Seacrest role. And I'm really happy to go home at noon and not have to be out for the rest of the day.
We'll give them one last thing to do.
Yeah. The Mixis Brothers are here. We probably are going to have time for two or three more.
Yeah.
Just to keep things on track. What's next?
Okay, so this is the song that we wrote during the pandemic. It was our pandemic song, which is, you know, the lyrics we kind of... they were just inspired by what was going on, and so we wrote the song for the sake of humanity, and that's what the name of it is.
Oh, say is that it's starting to worry me. All these things, but no place to scurry to. Stay inside or be a part of the problem. So what should I do besides sit here and wait? Twiddle my thumbs and maybe think of a date. For I can't find a day to enjoy all the sunshine. But I don't know. And I don't know if there's anyone like me. But as long as we keep breathing, we keep breathing. And as long as we keep living, we keep living.
Come on!
Being left in the limbo, so much space and too much to sift through. How do I navigate this ever-expanding sea? I must isolate for the sake of humanity. Try not to go crazy in the adversity. I need some help. With who can I turn to? And I don't know if anyone is known. But as long as we keep breathing, we keep breathing. And as long as we keep living, we keep living.
The Mixis Brothers with a song from the pandemic. Good to have that to mark that milestone. Speaking of marks, Mark just wrote to say how great you guys sound.
Oh, thanks,
and
Mark.
How much he's enjoying listening to you.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'm glad he's tuned in. I hope you're enjoying the Mixis Brothers as much as I am, too, as they play here live in our studios. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. These guys are just eager to go. They have so much music.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We would like to talk more, too, but...
Oh, no, we want to get more and more music. We've got... I mean, talking's good, too. We do a little bit of both.
What do you want to do?
How about we play Girl from Topeka?
Okay. Yeah, so this song is called The Girl from Topeka. Not the girl from Ipanema.
Topeka. Close. Yeah, Topeka actually exists. I don't think Ipanema is a place.
She's the girl who's from Topeka, but I'm okay. I claim the parody to the
actually.
Girl.
I want you to get online and see if Ipanema is an actual place because I don't think it is. I think it's a made up thing.
You're giving me these little tasks to do
just while we're playing, you know, just check it out for us. I can't look it up because I got to do all this.
Yeah, Mixis Brothers once again.
She said I'm from Topeka, Kansas, and she was passing through. I was mesmerized by a story there and then I knew. This is someone that I had to get to know. Have a drink and then take a stroll through the snow. Holding hands and sharing thoughts with the sky aglow. This is someone that I had to get to know. But of course there was more to the story, cause life can be a son of a gun. She had left almost all the problems, and she was on the run. So I said she was in a fight. I can help even though I was lying blind. Cause I felt like this, it was into chemistry. At the point I did not care what happened to me. Life is full of twists and turns, and you never know where to lead. If you ride on the dark trail, you might not see the light through the trees. And I said, I can see you're scared, but you found a friend in me. So she said, and slowly realized that.
Girl from Topeka. I like that song, the Mixis Brothers. They have one more coming up. Rio de Janeiro is the home for Ipanema. Whoa, in Brazil,
yeah, right.
Where the beach is there. And we go, I checked with the ghost of Stan Getz.
I've had those before. They're really good. They taste really. Oh, wait, those are empanadas. Never mind.
Wait, maybe those are the things that don't exist. But Ipanema's real.
The empanadas from Ipanema.
Yes.
Say that three times fast. Right.
REO Speedwagon had the big hit in Rio, I think. But
That was good.
Here's the Mixis Brothers with REO Speedwagons.
Yes. Speaking of which, it's Mix. Go to themixisbrothers.bandcamp.com. Or that's where you can go.
Yeah,
is that the best place?
Our music is actually all over the place. We have a lot of great live shows on YouTube. We have the show that we played at WYP, and we played in their studio right before the pandemic hit. And we played at the Three Rivers Arts Festival as well. Also, all sorts of shows with Doc. And back in the time, we played at Broomfield Bridge Tavern, I think, and that whole show is online too. So check it out.
All these places.
You'll find something you like.
If you're closing down places, be careful. Last.
It wasn't our fault. It was not our fault. We did our part.
This will be. Thank you for being with us today. What do you want to finish up with?
I'm gonna do Believe Me Now. Let's do that.
You're just by yourself?
No.
Okay.
With everybody. Okay. I like what Stephen plays in that.
Okay. Well, what do I play in that?
Huh?
No, okay.
Violin.
That's good.
Well, that's right. I have a capo on that one. Don't die. Sorry.
Maybe you should have planned that a little better.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. We're winging it.
While you're winging it, I'm going to thank all of our guests today for being with us, including Marita Garrett from Free Store Wilkinsburg, Open Now, Gabriella Salvucci, Emily Chico with a great story, and also Jalanta Hauser, Jalanta from City High Charter School. And thanks to you for being with us.
Thank you to all our friends and family listening.
Oh, yeah. Quick shout out to my wife and daughter, Katie and Edalie. They are both getting over a bad flu and hopefully on the mend, but I love you both.
Yeah. Hi, Lula. All right. This is called Believe Me Now.
That's when I'm tempted to flee down to the depths where the gears they keep turning, all those machines of machines. If it's not one, it's the other. But you know it, I know it, brother. Scrape to get by while swatting all the flies, escape all that's lying within. So believe me now, won't you believe me now? Please hear me now. There's nothing, there's certain. That's where it's around.